When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Braves High School Wrestling. Tonight, the Loyal Sock Lancers in town to take on the Braves' final dual meet of 2022 here in the lockoff. Jim, Loyal Sock 2-5, the Braves undefeated at 3-0. We are already underway, and Loyal Sock, as usual, did not bring a whole team. We started off at 127 pounds. Even Kistner for the Braves got a forfeit at 133 pounds. Derek Brubaker for the Braves, a six-second fall over Madison Kwasny for Loyal Sock, 139 pounds. Isaac McGregor, a forfeit. And right now we are starting the second period at 145. C.J. Keener, a junior for the Braves at 4-3, 3-4 freshman. Caden Kiefer. Keener came out, beat the head of Kiefer, locked him into a cradle, put him onto his back, didn't get the points. Rode him out the rest of the first period. Now they start the second period down on the mat. Keener on the bottom. He has gotten his hips free. Kiefer hanging onto the head. Keener headhunts, pops his head free. Two-point reversal. And right away goes to the head with a half Nelson. He's got Kiefer on his back. Kiefer bridging. Keener adjusts to a reverse Nelson. Pulls him back. Kiefer fighting, keeping that left shoulder up off of the mat. Keener down heavy on the upper body of Caden Kiefer. Kiefer fighting, trying to come off of his back, and does. Three-point near fall for Shikellamy's C.J. Keener. He leads 5-0. But check that, 7-0. He must have gotten two near fall points in the first period. He's got Kiefer over on his back again. Kiefer bridging. And he pins him. 3 minutes and 38 seconds of the second period. C.J. Keener of Shikellamy with the fall. That puts the Braves out on top 24-0. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Sealands Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
And we are back, 152 pounds. Cole Wetzel, a sophomore for the Braves. He is 3-4. 3-4 freshman, Seth Janovich. And it is Wetzel with a nice arm drag, takedown. Janovich trying to switch the opposite way. So Wetzel with a 2-0 lead. Tight waist. Posts the right arm, trying to put it in the back of Janovich. Instead comes to the side. Janovich back to his knees. Tries to stand, and they go off the edge of the mat. Braves lead 24-0. Looking to go into the new year undefeated. This is the last duel of the season, however. Next week after Christmas, they'll head on down to Conestoga for a tournament. Be back in action January 5th when they travel to Milton to take on the Black Panthers. Now Wetzel lets Kiefer up and then takes him down. So we are now at 4-1 in favor of Shikellamy's Cole Wetzel. Wetzel listed this week in the PA Power Wrestling rankings as a regional honorable mention. Braves with one state-ranked wrestler, and that is McGregor. Wetzel with a half. Nelson puts Janovich on his back, and he pins him. 1 minute and 13 seconds of the first period. The time of the fall for Wetzel. 30-0 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
And we are back, and when I left you, it was 30-0. It's now 36-0. Connor Wetzel for Shikellamy receiving a forfeit at 160. 172, Matt Schaefer, a senior for the Braves at 1-4. Ian Haynes, a senior at 2-4 for the Lancers. Head outside single by Schaefer, circles to the rear. 2-point takedown for Matt Schaefer. Turks the legs, or tries to turk the legs. Got a nice cross-face bundle. Haynes fighting, and they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center for the restart. Schaefer, weight forward, drives Haynes to the mat. Goes to work on the cross arm from the left side. Cross facing. Steps across with the arm. Pulls the elbow and can't get Haynes to go over with him. Now comes back up under the arm of Haynes. Reverse Nelson. He's got Haynes in trouble. He's got him on his back. And he pins him. 1 minute and 2 seconds of the first period. 42-0 in favor of the Braves. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back, and again, when I left, 42-0, now 48-0, as Brody Raybuck of Shikellamy gets a forfeit. Big brother Mason wrestling at 215. He's a senior at 5-2. 1-0 senior Gavin Rice for the Lancers. Raybuck, currently ranked 20th in the state at this weight. Locked up. Raybuck snaps Rice to his knees. Cross faces, circles. Puts Rice to his back. Rice trying to roll through. Raybuck settles back with him. Now gets a half Nelson in. Applying pressure upper body. Referee down looking. And he pins him. 44 seconds of the first period. Time of fall, and it is 54-0 in favor of the Braves. 285 up next. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or child care centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hellos.
And we are back. And again, when we left, 54-0 since then. Carter Sikora of Loyal Sock pinned Shikellamy's Lucas Wetzel in 15 seconds. Max Hallman at 107 receiving a forfeit, as does Julius Morales for Shikellamy at 114. So it is 66-6. And we are in our last match of the evening. Alex Reed, a junior for the Braves, 6-2, ranked fourth regionally against 2-4 freshman Connor Phillips. And Reed right to work on Phillips. Picks him up, puts him to his back, reverse Nelson, and Phillips shaken up. He gets right back up. All right, so there should be a three-point near fall. And that is what... that's what... Coach Bryce Towne is asking. The referee says no. He says it's okay. It isn't going to make much of a difference. Reed goes back to work with a bar arm on the left side. Forearm in the back of the head. Phillips steps up. Reed lets him go. 4-1. Reed shrugs him. Front headlock. Circles to the side. Locks in a cradle. Steps over with the cradle. Sticks him on his back. Referee looking. Not a whole lot of light under there. Just has to settle him down. And they're going to come off the edge of the mat. That's all right. Give him a little bit of a chance to wrestle. A three-point near fall. Phillips tries to stand. Reed breaks him down. Reinforced bar rolls him through. Half Nelson. Steps through with the Nelson. Puts him over onto his back again. And he pins him. 108 of the first period, and just like that, it's over. I think the line at the concession stand to get a hot dog may have taken you longer. The final score, 72-6. And in case you were wondering, last year's score was 72-0. So they've improved by six. So in a very quick dual meet here at the Lockup Gymnasium, the final score, Shikellamy 72 and Loyal Sock 6. We'll take a short timeout and then come back with a wrap-up, possibly get a word with Coach Tim Bosch, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium. 72-6, the Braves in a... I think I checked that out. It took 16 minutes, which breaks the records of Shamokin in the last couple of years, which were around 20.
Okay. Yeah, I told the boys I wanted some pins tonight, and they certainly went out and got them.
You should have told them they needed a workout, too. Come on.
Well, we got a workout in earlier.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I guess my question is, what team is going to be in this slot next year? Because I hope it's not this one.
Yeah, we're not sure. We're looking at the schedule, and this has happened 2 years in a row now, so I'm not sure what's going on with the program. They're struggling a little bit, but we'll find. We're looking for somebody else. You know, our guys are wrestling hard. We've got the numbers, so we're looking for some more competition.
Yeah, they deserve some competition here. Real quick rundown of what happened here. We started at 127. Eben Kisner with a forfeit. And I notice you weigh everybody in. You make them all go out there.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're rubbing, hey, guys, look how many guys we got.
Well, that's, you know, I want my guys to be ready. You know, we saw in our last match there was some shifts in the lineup. And if you don't have any guys at the weight class, you don't have that opportunity to do that. So I want my guys all used to weighing in, making weight. It's just a good habit to get in. When it's dual meet season, you know, you might have to make some changes. Tonight we didn't. Didn't need to make any changes, but you know, there's certainly some matches coming up where there probably will be some more lineup shuffling going on.
You're going to have to, absolutely. 133, Derek Brubaker getting his first start of the season against Madison Kwasny. 6 second fall. Travis Fisher just asked me, what is the quickest Shikellamy fall? Who, time, when? My recollection, it was Rocky Felmy against Seals Grove, and that would have been back in the early 2000s. I think it was 4 seconds. Well, I was there, so it isn't a stat. I just remember it.
You remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to read up on this stuff. I remember it. I believe that was the fastest one.
Okay. Well, that's fast. That's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
Second pin.
Well, there was a 3 second pin by Bob Sakavage, who was the district attorney here in Northumberland County for many years. It just so happened that his father was also the referee for that one.
Interesting.
That was 3 seconds. At any rate, Brubaker, a 6 second workout. Isaac McGregor comes out. He probably got as much going on there with the flex. One thing I notice is that right now he's ranked 11th in the state. I mean, he's got some tough kids ahead of him, but
a nice
ranking this early in the season for him.
Good start for him. We'll see how much we can improve on that number from the end of the season.
145-pound CJ Keener. He's the only guy that goes into the second period, and you know, honestly, one of the rarest things that I've seen with this team this year is a decision. You don't have any.
No, I don't like teams going to the decision. let's get these guys out of there with some pins.
Slap the mat, put them on the bus, send them home. Keener comes out. He goes to the second period with Caden Kiefer. Had him on his back the whole time. Finally just pinned him.
He was looking to work his leg combinations that he likes, and sometimes that's tough to pin guys with, but he was looking to work it a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
I'm a fundamental, get on a wrist, run a half, run a bar, get them on their back. I don't like a lot of tilts or throwing legs and trying to throw that power half. But he loves it.
Yeah.
So we let him go with it.
Yeah, well, when you're going to win the second period, why not? Yeah, I noticed he was trying some Turks and some other things there. 152 pounds, Cole Wetzel, first period fall against a young freshman. I see he's got an honorable mention as far as the rankings go in the region. You know, for a first-year starter, that's not bad either.
Very good.
It's a tough.
We've got high expectations for the Wetzel boys.
Well, speaking of the Wetzel boys, Connor doesn't work at all tonight. Gets a forfeit. 172, Matt Schaefer back out there at against Ian Haynes. And I think it was Schaefer that I saw working the trying to work some Turks.
Yeah,
wasn't able to get him in, but
he was looking for him.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
he was looking to lift. He wasn't quite getting the technique right, but I'm glad that he was thinking of it out there. That was something that we talked about this week at practice. And had been working on that a little bit, but I liked his aggression tonight.
Yeah,
I like when he comes out and moves forward, gets on his offense right away, and he did that tonight. And certainly showed us that he is capable of doing that.
Yeah, well, he came out with that cross face, cross arm grab, and was trying to get that in, and the kid was able to work that out a little bit. He wasn't getting a good hold on that, but boy, once he figures that out, that Turk's going to come.
Good weapon for him for sure.
189, Brody Raybuck, freshman. Ranked 7th in the region, gets a forfeit. Big Brother comes out, takes a bit of a measure on his opponent, Gavin Rice, with a first period fall.
Yeah, the Raybuck combination, as a coach, you really love having that in your back pocket. You got a 1-2 punch in those two weight classes. So very happy with how they're wrestling. We had them on each other in the room, and certainly some good battles in the room when you get those brothers together. It definitely levels up the intensity for everybody, and everybody's kind of watching to see when the first fist fight breaks out. But it hasn't happened yet. They've been doing well.
They don't strike me as fist fight kids.
Yeah, but they get yelling and screaming at each other a bit. So we'll see what happens.
That's brothers, yeah. they've been doing it for so long, they just got to move the furniture out of the way at home. And, you don't put any couches or anything in the wrestling room, I don't think. So, nice win for Mason again. First period fall, 285. Carter Sikora, their most experienced guy. Obviously, Lucas Wetzel comes out. Sikora takes him down and puts him right in his back. I was hoping I could see him go a little bit longer in the last match that he wrestled. Well, he wrestled. He was brutal. He wrestled like a heavyweight.
Yeah.
And I want to see if that's going to continue. I'd like to see it continue.
I would too. We've been talking a lot about, I want my heavyweights to wrestle heavy, get heavy handed, use their weight, use their pressure. That's a key element that I've been trying to instill in them. And certainly the hand positioning and hand fighting with heavyweights is super important. And his opponent tonight caught him reaching over the top early, and he paid a heavy price for that.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's a wake-up call that, as a coach, I've been telling him that since the season started. Hopefully it'll start clicking a little bit that I actually might know what I'm talking about with reaching over the top.
Don't reach over the top. The other one I used to tell kids is don't go in with your elbows out.
Yeah.
With the Braves, not the Eagles.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, keep those elbows in tight. But we'll keep working. He's an athlete. He's got a lot of potential. And once he figures it out, he's going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, get his uncle out there in a mat with him a little bit.
Yep.
107 pounds, Max Hallman. He gets a forfeit. Julius Morales at 114. They get a forfeit. Hate to see that. I mean, these two guys, if anybody, these guys need the mat time.
Yes.
They need the competition. Unfortunately, they're at weights that normally get forfeited.
Yeah, they've had some tough go-arounds the first couple of dual meets we've had. They've drawn some tough competition. I was hoping they would get somebody a little more equally matched, but unfortunately forfeit for both of them tonight. But the crowd seemed pretty excited to see Morales get his hand raised, and certainly his teammates were, so there's cause for celebration there.
And you finish off at 121, Alex Reed against Connor Phillips. First period fall by Alex. Looked like he was trying to work some different stuff and then finally got tired of it and stuck him.
You saw that nice duck under crotch lift technique. We've been working on that for about 2 weeks. It was nice to see him execute that, and I know he wanted to get the fall out of there.
Yeah.
Because that was a technique that I asked the guys, if you can show me this, I'd really like to see it. Take him down to their back and pin him. And he certainly attempted that, but unfortunately there was a grimace or something when his opponent hit the mat.
Yeah.
And they called, I don't know what he called, potentially dangerous maybe. Or he was nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, he was flying for a minute there. So, yeah, I don't doubt it. But, I've seen more state championships won with a good duck under than any other move.
Yeah,
so.
I like it. I like that move a lot. Hopefully we'll be seeing a whole lot more of it this year.
That's good. It's a good move. Well, you finish up the year undefeated, 4-0.
So far, undefeated, yeah. We're going to keep it rolling.
We're going to challenge you to do that for next year as well. But you got to head down to Conestoga first here, next week? You're going to go down there. That's an individual tournament.
Yep.
There's a bunch of teams at that tournament.
Yeah,
too.
That's a fun one. We placed fourth last year, so I've challenged the boys this season. We're wrestling tough. We're looking, in my opinion, better than we did last season.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see a top three finish. We've got guys that are pinning, so we can score a bunch of points down there. I'm excited to see where it all shakes out. But tough competition, and it's a fun tournament to go to, two-day tournament. And I know the guys are all looking forward to it. So
yeah, if one of the criteria is most decisions, you're not ever going to win.
Yeah, that's right.
All righty, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, and good luck next week.
Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Yep. Shikellamy coach Tim Bosch talking about tonight's mat. So, from the Lockoff Gymnasium, where again the final score, Shikellamy 72, Loyal Sox 6. Looks like we got a bunch of guys in front of us here that need a workout. Just a couple of minutes tonight. They need to get back out there and work out some more. Shikellamy 72, Loyal Sox 6. Join us again January 5th when the Braves travel to Milton to take on the Black Panthers. For Rick Erdman, pushing all the buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back when the Braves throw down on the Resolute. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
Think sports. Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.